Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to use the power of prayer in your marriage. But before we get started, I want to remind you that I have a private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, you will find a free download that I created called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool because you can use it to plug in different problems in your marriage to solve them. So visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to use the power of prayer in your marriage. So I was thinking the other day about what makes a marriage beautiful. Is it honesty, kindness, generosity, grace? Or is it connectedness, or maybe even just love? I think all of these things are important, but there is one specific thing, I think, that really makes a marriage beautiful, and that is the presence of God. Because although marriage is beautiful, it can get messy and grow weeds, just like a garden that is not tended to. In marriage, weeds might look like disappointment, conflict, or pain. But what I've learned in life is that it's not what happens to us, it's how we handle what happens to us that makes a difference. And how we handle challenges in marriage is very different when God is present in our marriages. Over the years, I've learned to look at marriage not so much as a union of two, but as a union of three: God, husband, and wife. Now, I might have said something different years ago before I experienced a marriage crisis, but now I know it is the presence of God that helps a marriage thrive and survive. So I'm not going to get all preachy here on you, but let me just tell you what happened to me. Many years ago now, my husband left our marriage, and I suddenly realized that I could not control anything. I couldn't fix it. My heart was broken, and I realized that there was nothing I could do to make him love me or to convince him to love me or to come back home. And I was staring at a new reality of myself and my two children alone. It was a life that was significantly different than I had ever anticipated, and it was so incredibly sad. But it caused me to understand for the first time what it means to put God first and family second. I always knew it intellectually, but I didn't understand it from my heart until this happened, until seemingly everything was taken away from me. So I turned to God during this time for peace and for strength, and he showed up. He spoke to me in a very elementary way. When I say elementary, I mean like kindergarten level, right where my understanding was, with rainbows. Rainbows. He kept showing them to me. And I remembered that people say when you see or hear something multiple times that you should pay attention, that God might be sending you messages. So I went home one day and looked up the meaning of the rainbow. And what I found was that it means that it's God's promise that everything will be okay after the storm. And of course, that comes from Noah in the Bible. And so, boy, was I in a storm. I was so grateful for this message. It brought me great peace. And I want to say, I didn't know if God meant that my husband would come home or not, but I knew that it meant that I would be okay either way. And I feel like that was a leap of faith, you know, for me in trusting, that understanding, even if this heartbreaking experience didn't change, that I would still be okay, that God would still take care of me. And I trusted that. It was a huge time of growth for me in my relationship with God. Now, thankfully, God sent my husband back to me, and we began the work of building a more solid, healthy marriage. And this whole experience taught me to put God first and that everything else will fall into place. Although this was a very painful experience, our marriage was made very much more beautiful by it. We were made better people by it, and we both grew closer to God. It reminds me of the story of Job that my church is talking about this week, happens to be in our readings this week, about how Job suffered greatly. You know, first he was rich and he had everything, and then he suffered greatly. But he didn't lose his faith through his suffering. He kept his faith and he proved that faith to God. And then God was able to bless him again with double what he initially lost. And that's how I feel about my experience. But I actually think I got more than double, because really I don't want to go back to the existence and the person that I was and the life I was living before this happened, because I am changed. And my faith is so much greater. And so I think I got more than double. So your storm in your life might not be in your marriage relationship. Maybe you have a sick child, or there's a sick child in your family somewhere, or there's a loss of a job, or maybe there's another family in your midst that is going through a marriage crisis. Regardless of what your storm is, when you and your husband can trust God and turn to Him first, you will know so much more peace in your life. I have people ask me sometimes, like, how did you get there? How did you trust Him like that? What happened? And I wish that I could tell you there was like a light switch or like some magic thing that happened. And in some ways it felt like a light switch, but really it was through the power of prayer. That is our most important tool in life for anything, prayer. And in our marriages, we can use prayer to pray for our husbands and with our husbands. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about for a few minutes today, using the power of prayer in your marriage. Because both of these, praying for your husband and with your husband, can just dramatically improve your peace of mind and your marriage. Never underestimate the power of prayer. I know that prayer is a huge component of what brought my husband back to me during that time when he left. I prayed for him a lot. I asked God to help him make the right choice for himself and his family. I fully believe the right choice was his coming home, and I prayed that God did too. I also had a lot of other people praying. There's power in numbers, you know. But the cool thing about prayer is that it's like doing something when you feel like you can't do anything, right? I couldn't do anything physically to change my husband's heart or make him decide to come back home and try again. All I could do was pray. And that was all I needed to do. There's nothing more peaceful or powerful than prayer. But you don't have to have a marriage crisis in your life to pray for your husband. No, we can pray for our husbands every day. Every day. And it will make all of your lives, your kids included, so much better, so much more peaceful and rich for it, you know? You can pray for your husband's wishes and, of course, his wellness, and pray for his hopes and his dreams. Pray for help with his challenges at work. Pray for his protection in everything that he does. And you can pray for his relationship with God and also for his vocation as a father. You can pray for him to make the wisest choices at home for your family, or also in his social life and at work. And you can pray for him to be the man that God designed him to be. Prayer is also a great tool if you and your husband are disagreeing on something. Have you ever tried this? If you're disagreeing on something, say it's a financial issue or maybe a parenting issue, you know, you both state your case of what you believe and why, and then you pray. You ask God to help you make the best decision for your family. And I don't mean to make this sound selfish, that you're praying for God to make your husband do what you want him to do, but rather that God would lead you and your husband to the best decision for your family. I have definitely personally seen this work. And let me say this, It is so much better than bickering with your husband about it. You know, I mean, of course, it's important for us all to state our opinion and our mind and what we think. But when you can just kind of let God take it from there, it is super cool. It is super cool to watch. And so keep that in mind as a little tool in your back pocket. So in addition to praying for our husbands, we can pray with them. Praying with your husband, it can increase your peace, right? Especially if you're having a disagreement, you can pray together about that. But it's also going to increase your intimacy in your faith, your connectedness as a couple, and it's going to help you with your dreams and the direction that you're going in your life, and it will help you with all the stressors in your life. Prayer is really worth it. But a lot of couples don't pray together. Why is that? Is it because we're too busy, or do we underestimate the power of praying together, or are we just too uncomfortable to do it together and reveal our hearts out loud? I will be honest, as a couple, I think my husband and I are not where I would like to be yet. It's a work in progress, and I want you to remember that about marriage. Just because you're not there yet doesn't mean you'll never get there. Every day, we just work on what it is that we're aiming for, right? It's a work in progress. And I think that there are some ways that I wanted to share with you today. If you want to go further with your prayer life with your husband, here are some things that you can do to try that might be easygoing, right? You can ask your husband how you can pray for him. A good time would be maybe when he's leaving for work in the morning, just to say, how can I pray for you today? Or another time would be in the dark when you're going to bed at night. Because if you've heard my podcast before, you've heard me say that it can be less intimidating when we talk in the dark, and there's it just might allow him to speak more freely. And so another time could be at dinner when you're saying grace. And if it softens the blow a little bit, you could, you know, bring in the families. Let's have your family members. Let's have everyone tonight say what we can pray for them for, or something like that, right? Another idea is that you can read prayers. That might feel more safe because you're reading something that's already written and not maybe making up something on your own. And you could probably Google that. There's probably books out there and different prayers that you can find online. So I think the cool thing about that is it's a slow opening for you, and that maybe it could lead to more spontaneous, heartfelt prayers in the future. The other obstacle people talk to me about is that they don't really know what to pray about as a couple. So I gathered a couple of ideas for you. You could pray for your marriage, right? The strength of your marriage. Pray for each other, like we talked about earlier. Pray for your family. Pray for discernment on decisions. Pray for your dreams and your desires as a couple and as a family. And of course, you can always say prayers of thanksgiving for all the blessings that God has bestowed upon you so far, right? So much to pray for. So much to pray for. And the results will be huge, just huge. So I hope that you'll try, and I hope that this has helped and inspired you. I know it's easier said than done. And if you would like a little guidance or accountability as you work on it, please reach out to me. I would love to help you along on your journey and work with you. Thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And always remember that that free marriage makeover guide is on my website. You can download that to help you fix any challenges you might have in your marriage. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. Thank you so much. I will talk to you next week.